A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 26th chapter, verses 20 through 35. When it was evening, Jesus reclined at the table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another, "Is it I, Lord?" He answered, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." Judas, who would betray him, answered, "Is it I, Rabbi?" He said to him, "You have said so." Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of this vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out together to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter answered him, "Though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away." Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this very night before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you." And the disciples said the same. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Warren Wirth, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri.
In the name of Jesus, amen. If you knew that you were going to die the next day, what would you want for your last meal? A nice, big, juicy steak? A whole Maine lobster with drawn butter? Roast turkey with all the trimmings? Whom would you want to be with you for that last meal? Your spouse? Your children? Your dearest and closest friends? Well, when Jesus knew that his time was at hand, he chose to have his last meal be a celebration of the Passover meal in Jerusalem with the 12 men that he had personally chosen as his apostles. From our human perspective, this Last Supper of Jesus with his disciples might appear to be a colossal disaster. What a bunch of losers the disciples were. What a huge disappointment. When Jesus was reclining at table with the 12, and while they were eating, he drops the bombshell announcement, "Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." They were all very sorrowful and began to say to him one after the other, "Is it I, Lord?" Even Judas Iscariot, who had already gone to the chief priests and offered to betray Jesus into their hands for 30 pieces of silver, said to Jesus like the rest, "Is it I, Rabbi?" When Jesus said to him, "You have said so," it was clear that Jesus knew and that he wanted Judas to know that he knew. And when the supper had ended and they had sung a hymn and were going out to the Mount of Olives, Jesus drops another bombshell when he says, "You will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Of course, bold, brash, impetuous Peter had to speak up and boast, "Even if all the rest fall away on account of you, I never will. Yes, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." Famous last words. And all the other disciples said the same thing. And Peter and all the other disciples would let their master down. Yes, the disciples let Jesus down. They disappointed, denied, and betrayed him. But Jesus did not let them, or us, down. He did not disappoint, but fulfilled all that the Lord had promised through the holy prophets of old. As the prophets had written, he was forsaken. He was denied and betrayed by those who were closest to him. He was handed over to sinful men to be condemned, mocked, flogged, and crucified. All this for us and for our salvation. And on the third day, he arose in triumph. Jesus fulfilled what the Old Testament Passover lamb could only signify. Yes, Jesus is the true Passover lamb who was sacrificed for us. His body was given into death. His holy precious blood was poured out on the cross of Calvary as the atoning sacrifice for the forgiveness of all of our sins. In this way, by his sacrificial death and by his victorious resurrection from the dead on the third day, he set us free from our bondage to sin, death, and the power of the devil, and he opened for us the gate to everlasting life with God. And it is also in this way that Jesus became the high priest of the new covenant, the New Testament, according to which God promises that all our sins and lawless acts he will forgive and remember no more. And thus our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in connection with his Last Supper, instituted the New Supper, the Lord's Supper, the Holy Sacrament in which he gives us his true body to eat and his true blood to drink for the forgiveness of our sins. And where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. Today he comes to sinners like us, who, like the 12 apostles, are a bunch of losers, who disappoint and deny and let our Lord down again and again. We are sinners who deserve nothing but death and damnation. Yet our crucified and risen Lord comes to us in his Holy Supper to forgive us and to restore us, that we might be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. And as we await the glorious day when our Savior will invite us to recline at table in his eternal kingdom, we continue to celebrate the supper of his true body and true blood, which is a foretaste of the feast to come, when we, redeemed, restored, and forgiven losers, will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, saved by his grace through faith in him who died for us and rose again. In his name, amen. Thy body given for me, O Savior, thy blood which thou for me didst shed, these are my life and strength forever. By them my hungry soul is fed. Lord, may thy body and thy blood be for my soul the highest good. Amen.
We thank Pastor Warren Wirth for this meditation on God's Word.